As Russian and Syrian forces prepare an offensive to take the last remaining rebel stronghold, some refugees from Idlib province say Syrian rebels are stopping their families from fleeing the fighting. Middle East correspondent Adam Harvey reports from a refugee camp in Lebanon's Bekaa Valley.
Lebanon's Bahr Elias refugee camp is so close to the Syrian border, you can see it even through the heat haze. The border is a 30-minute drive, Idlib province a few hours further. Idlib is besieged. Nobody can get in or out. The sympathies of those we spoke to in this camp lie with the Syrian government. 53-year-old Ahmad labels the rebels holed up in Idlib as terrorists. We were forced to exile from our homes and our country because of the terrorists of Jabhat al-Nusra and Daesh. We've been here for 5 years. The United Nations and international observers are urging the Syrian government and its allies Russia and Iran to negotiate a peaceful solution in Idlib. But these refugees say the onus is on the rebels. They won't let people leave to safer zones, to safer regions. The Syrian army has opened more than one corridor, but the terrorists are not allowing anyone to leave because they're using them as human shields. International NGOs are more critical of the regime and its allies. Lama Faki from Human Rights Watch says an offensive to take Idlib will inevitably lead to civilian casualties.
So we've seen that the Tiger Forces, which has been responsible for previous government offensives in areas like Eastern Ghouta, has deployed to Idlib. So we are unfortunately anticipating the same types of violations that have characterized government offensives in other parts of the country. And these are things like unlawful restrictions on humanitarian aid deliveries, indiscriminate bombing campaigns that have targeted hospitals and schools, as well as the use of prohibited weapons like cluster bombs and even chemical attacks.
In the Bekaa camp, another Idlib refugee, a 28-year-old also called Ahmad, says he's terrified for his sister and her children. My sister couldn't escape as the terrorists are preventing civilians from leaving as they use them. If they'd allow them to leave, they would leave. They could have come here, somewhere else, or gone to Damascus, but they wouldn't let them leave. Even if they could go, they can't come here to Lebanon or to Turkey. Both nations have closed their borders after taking an estimated 4.5 million Syrian refugees. Aid agencies say a new offensive could displace around 800,000 people. This is Adam Harvey in Lebanon's Bekaa Valley for AM.